You know, my dick is actually only this long, and when it's in the pump, it grows an extra 3 inches. But the real difference is in the thickness. It's like the difference between a hot dog and a salami.
Hot dog?
I got the hot dog up to my mouth again, and I was ready to bite, and the scream got louder.
Hey, yeah! Where is it?
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
The whistles go woo-hoo.
His dad exploded up with hot piss.
Boy, and I'm madder than fish grease.
You know what a prolapse is.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Just drink. Grab your tongue. Get all over your face, baby.
That sounds sick.
Full-blown AIDS.
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Oh, man.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got love in my tummy.
Eat my God!
Full-blown AIDS. Yeah, how does one get full-blown AIDS?
The vagina is full of AIDS.
Oh, you come in contact with a vagina that's already full of AIDS.
The vagina is full of AIDS.
Like, inside the vagina, there's a pool of AIDS in there. And you just dip your dick in there, and then you get full-bloom AIDS. Hey, Frank, Tim Henson with you. Back for the Tuesday edition of DV. Brand new Sextastic Tuesday for you. And it's an extended program, so if you're Sideshow Freaks, you'll get like 15 or 20 minutes of bonus content. Very exciting. Let's not waste any time. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday right now.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Yes.
On Distorted View.
Very sensual. Hey, baby. You want to talk to the hottest girls who will tell you all of their secrets? Sometimes I wish I could have been the voiceover for like those 1990s phone sex ads that would come on late at night on cable TV. Here's a good example of one.
Only behind closed doors do women reveal their hidden secrets and private thoughts. Call 1-900-246-5000 to hear the daily earth-shattering confessions of the girls' room.
Oh, I got my period at the gym while I was on the treadmill. I had to use my sock to sop up all the blood. Those kind of secrets? I ate a whole thing of frosting today while watching Guiding Light. I'm so bad. Graham crackers and chocolate frosting. Joey would do that. That's my old roommate, Joey. That was his, that's his move. When he was feeling bad about himself, he's like a woman. And he would take Graham crackers and eat frost, like dunk the Graham crackers in the frosting. All right, let's, I want to hear a little more of this here. I'm curious about what sort of secrets these bitches are going to tell. All right.
Behind closed doors do women reveal their hidden secrets and private thoughts. Call 1-900-246-5000 to hear the daily earth-shattering confessions of the girls' room. Listen in.
I promise not to tell. I can't help it. I'm so afraid of what he might do if I tell.
It sounds like he might just beat the fuck out of you.
Have no invitations. Hear real-life shocking stories personally revealed to you through the pages of the girls' room.
What's with this broad's voice? Call the girls' room. I don't want to talk to her. If I call this phone sex line, I don't want her on the other end. Yeah, I'm pawing at my cunt. Thanks for calling the tranny zone. I mean the girls' room. I've got a 4-inch clit. All right. I like that ad because it really does kind of showcase how the television ads for phone sex lines went in the 90s. It couldn't really be very explicit with what they were saying, so they had to use words like, you know, sensual and taboo and secrets. Shit like that. Now, on the flip side, if you bought a porno video in the 80s or 90s, usually there's like 3 or 4 commercials at the beginning for phone sex lines that were way more explicit. Hot, wet cunts, ready for your dick to plow into. Call 1-800-SNATCH-BATH or, you know, whatever. The TV, the cable ads, those phone numbers were like always like 1-900-INTIMATE.
1-800-STEAM-TALK, you know, stupid shit like that. The one thing that bothered me about that, the clip that I played for you, was the lack of saxophone instrumental in the back. Because that was kind of a signature thing, right? The tranny also bothered me. Usually there's a much more sensual voice trying to urge you to call the phone line. Here's an example. I have some music here. This is every phone sex ad in the 90s. Hey, baby. That's how it always starts out. Hey, baby. Looking for a good time? Lonely girls just waiting to talk to you and tell you their secrets. Blondes, brunettes, and barely legals. Oh, and Blasians. Whoever you want to talk to, we've got the girl for you. They want to tell you their most intimate thoughts. Call us now. 1-900-WHORE-ASS. Only $2.99 a minute. Kids, get your parents' permission before calling. So there you go. Who wouldn't want to call 1-800-WHORE-ASS and talk to a horny Blasian? This is a weird Sexastic Tuesday. I've got a short story to share with you, so I have some other things I wanted to go over, like this 800 phone sex line. I've got some erotic poetry I found for you. These authors came up with some sex poems and decided to record them for us all to laugh at. Here's the first one. This is a poem entitled A Blow-Up Doll.
A Blow-Up Doll by Boxlicker 101. A blow-up doll has never said, I'm not that kind of girl. She never says, don't mess my hair, I just now did the curl. She doesn't make me sit and wait while gabbing on the phone. She never says, I'll be right back, and leaves me all alone. A blow-up doll is true to me and doesn't run around. And when I do not want to talk, she doesn't make a sound. She never says, oh, buy me that, of some expensive thing. She doesn't ever ask me for a golden wedding ring.
Yeah, her pussy also doesn't moist itself.
Even
you know what I'm saying?
I have to say that women are the best. A doll has some advantages, but doesn't have the zest. A doll won't wrap her arms and legs around me when we screw. And doesn't have the juicy pussy lips that women do.
Oh, okay. I'm glad he at least acknowledged the wet pussy issue.
Regardless of their negatives, I want to have it said. You cannot beat a woman when it comes to fun in bed. So, buddy, if you're looking for someone that you can fuck, if you don't have a woman, you are strictly out of luck.
There you go. Boxlicker coming in with a poem for us called Blow Up Doll. This is Aurora Black. Her poem is simply entitled Fuck Me.
Fuck me. Fuck me hard and long. Bend me over. Fuck me deep and strong. Make me moan like the animal I can be. Aching, reaching back to hold you to me. Fuck me. Fuck me like only you can. Sweat glistening on your body. You're my man.
Yeah.
Deeper, baby.
Come on.
Pump to release your cream. Grind against me harder. Make me scream. Fuck me. Fuck me faster. Make me come. Take me. Fill me. Push and pull me till I'm done. I'm almost there, baby. Oh, fuck. Don't stop. Keep moving. Oh, my. Thank you, sweetheart. Let me know when you're ready for round two.
Yeah. All right, that's Aurora Black. And finally, Boxlicker's back with another poem. This one's called Licking.
I love having sex with my tongue. With women mature or quite young, I lick on their bits, their pussies and tits, and love it the most when they come.
Could you imagine having sex with that freak? This is Boxcar. I've got a new poem. It's called Pussy. Pussy is good. Pussy is nice. I want to lick it once, twice, thrice. Pussy tastes juicy. Pussy tastes sweet. It makes the perfect afternoon treat. Oh, pussy. Pussy good hairy. Pussy good shaven. That snatch is what this man sure is craving. I don't know. I could do this all day. Pussy look plump. Pussy look pink. I think you got a yeasty, because that pussy stink. All right. Enough. I'm Buxcar. All right. There you go. Some erotic poetry for you. Now for a short story. I don't think I've read this for you. I think I've come across the story a few times, but I never read it for you. It's really strange. It's a sex story from the penis perspective. Here it is. Anal sex. Get ready. Pretend you're a penis. Because you are there. All right. Let me tell you a little about myself. I'm pink when not being used. I'm above average when it comes to size. I believe I'm around 8.5 inches, and my owner can't even get his whole hand around me when he's busy abusing me. When I get excited, my veins look angry under my skin, and I turn a dark shade of red. Just before I throw up, my head turns a brilliant purple. Unlike my fellow body part in the stomach, my throw-up seems to cause a lot of pleasure to my owner. He's always trying so hard to make me do it. He must like it. He's bulimic. He's a dick bulimic. All right. I really like when he rubs me fast. It's such a rush when blood fills all my vessels. I feel so proud standing at attention. The best feeling is when I get to go spelunking. Nothing like traveling into a nice warm cave. For some reason, my owner thinks I should be caving in the tightest of holes. I know, stinky holes. I know one thing for sure. The tighter the cave is he has me explore, the more I puke. I guess it's the pressure that is applied around my throat. Kind of like when a person puts their thumb over the end of a hose nozzle. I just spray so much harder, it's unbelievable. Again, this is a story written by a penis. This is from the penis perspective. Although I don't mind going into tight fissures, I'm not too pleased when my boss stuffs me into smelly caves. Sure, it's good for him. I mean, when I go into the smelly cave, I puke so hard he almost passes out. I'm glad he can't find too many others that want to let their dark, foul cavern be explored, but I will let you know about those later in my tale. Okay. I've run into some pretty hard times, pun intended. I remember the night he got experimental with some medication, and it made me so tired. Hell, I must have been standing at attention for 3 or 4 hours nonstop. Then another time, he put a piece of paper on his tongue, and my two friends that are always hanging below me got so tired because he had us working all night long. I ended up puking 6 times that night. The next day, my skin was all red and raw. Man, I hurt. I wasn't going to stand at attention for him for at least a week after that punishment. What was he talking about? A piece of paper on his tongue. I guess I'm naive. I don't know. All right, then there was that week we went to Mexico. He put me in this nasty cave, and it was so racist. And it was so gross, I could barely stay at attention. He covered me in a clear raincoat, and even though I didn't want to, I ended up throwing up all over myself. I hate those stupid raincoats. I can barely breathe. It just doesn't feel right, all right? The penis is an advocate for barebacking. It just doesn't feel right. When I'm being suffocated, it takes me so long to vomit. Anyway, after we got home, I felt incredibly itchy and noticed I had all these little creatures crawling all over me. My two friends. He had to go to the doctor, and I ended up swallowing this metal pole. I thought I would die. The worst pain I... This is the weirdest, stupidest story. The worst pain I have ever felt, though, was the day my master was taking a quick pee and forgot to tuck me in before he pulled the teeth of death upon me. I was all folded in between each tooth of the dreaded zipper. When he finally got the courage to pull the zipper down, I started bleeding all over myself. It just wouldn't stop. I got really scared that day. Now it is time. I'm going to tell you all about some of my spelunking adventures. I've tried traveling through all types of caves. Some of them I've been in have been so tight I could barely breathe, while others I had enough room to wander about. It's like a hallway. I've been rained on, scraped up a bit from the rough, dry terrain, and I've even, on a couple occasions, voyaged through the rivers of red. All these journeys hold special memories deep inside. The tightest travels by far have been taken in the putrid crevices. One time I had to go through a bloody forest, and my two friends below kept getting mad because they were bouncing into two others, just like themselves. Oh, Jesus Christ. Gay sex. Yes, these deep caves were not my cup of tea, even though my master tried his damnedest to get me in there. More times than not, he would be forcing me into one of these stinky spaces, and I would not only end up with my own puke on myself, but I'd end up covered in slime and mud. No matter how wet, you could get caving when you went exploring. When you went into the murky ones, you always came out filthy. So to wrap up my little synopsis here about cave digging, others like me know, no matter how much your masters enjoy thrusting us into the reeking holes, remember what it's like for your dick. Even if we puke at the first few thrusts, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's great fun for us. So there you go. A penis perspective. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for April 24th, 2012, brought to you by our great friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item, plus three free adult DVDs that you pick. Yes! That's right. They've switched it around, made the deal even better for you freaky deekies. You get three free adult DVDs. You get to pick them. Plus, they're going to throw in a mystery gift and free shipping. Let's recap, shall we? 50% off just about any item. That's half off, right? Free shipping, so you're not going to have any additional charges. And they're going to give you three free adult DVDs that you get to pick and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code. Wait for it. Wait for it. DV. That stands for Distorted View. Yeah, coupon code DV. If you've tried coupon code FREAK in the past, that was our old coupon code, and you can't use it anymore. Because, well, I guess once you use it, you can't use it anymore, right? So now we got a new coupon code. Use coupon code DV. Or, you know, if it's your first time, you can use coupon code FREAK. FREAK or DV, whatever. Is that easy? Basically, you enter a coupon code when you check out, right? Boom, you'll automatically see all your savings. All you have to type in that little box is the letters D and then the letter V. That's it. That's all you got to do. Or coupon code FREAK if you can't remember DV. There you go. AdamandEve.com. Great, great friends of the program. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. Shame on you. Let's rectify that situation right now. For only $5 a month or $50 a year, you can sign up, become a member, support the program, help ensure that I eat for another day and I can pay my bills. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. I've been doing DVDA, which is our live show. Archives are available exclusively on the Sideshow. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. I know a lot of you guys are getting your tax refund checks, so why not use a little bit of that scratch and treat yourself to some stupidity. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. I cannot believe this. I don't think this is a real news story. Let me just preface me reading this by saying I think this is fake. Although this is not from The Onion. It's from the UK, and you know, they're a little off over there. They do things different. A new satellite navigation system will help nervous older drivers, the geriatrics, the near-deads, if you will, the elderly. Yes, a new navigation system will help nervous elderly drivers by showing routes with only left turns. No right turns. The Granny Nav also avoids tricky junctions, busy roads, and traffic jams. Scientists are working on the idea after winning a $12 million government grant to explore ways of using technology to help older people. Research leader Professor Phil Blythe said, "A lot of elderly drivers are nervous and don't trust their sight or judgment." Good, because I don't trust their sight or their judgment. Some try to use routes where they only make left turns because a right turn means negotiating oncoming traffic and they don't have the confidence. They shouldn't be on the road. If you are forced to only make left turns because you're afraid to make a right turn, you don't deserve to drive. How about that? Instead of a grant, a $12 million government grant to explore ways for technology to help old people drive, why not use $12 million to figure out a way that we can keep old people off the fucking road? All right, I'm sorry. You know how I feel about this. The system being developed by Professor Blythe's team at Newcastle University will be much easier to use than existing sat navs. It'll be the jitterbug equivalent. You know what I mean? Like, it's gonna happen. There's gonna be no buttons whatsoever. You have to talk to an operator and tell them where you want to go. I want to go to the market. All right, let me punch that in for you. All right. He said, instead of drivers being told to take the next left, they'll be asked to turn at, say, the post office. So, oh, I hate how we're bending backwards for these old people. They will also be able to set the system to avoid motorways. The scientists use a driving simulator to find what situations trigger stress. They are also seeking ways to help pensioners see better in the dark and control speed better. Professor Blythe said, "We want to keep people driving safely for longer." So there you go. Second story we have for you today, a troubling trend in teens, drinking hand sanitizer. Medical experts, haven't we read this story before? Like, every few years this pops up. Medical experts warn parents to watch for danger signs of young people getting drunk on over-the-counter cleansers, which have a high percentage of alcohol. Six teenagers have shown up in two San Fernando Valley emergency rooms in the last few months with alcohol poisoning after drinking hand sanitizer. Worrying public health officials say the case could signal a dangerous trend. Someone should experiment with making mixed drinks with hand sanitizer. Because, you know, hand sanitizer doesn't taste good. But maybe if you mix it with some cranberry juice, or maybe make a, you know, Bloody Mary out of it, it might be a little more palatable. All right, all it takes is just a few swallows and you have a drunk teenager. Really? That's all? Sometimes I want to get drunk super fast. Hand sanitizer. Purell seems to be a legitimate alternative now, said Cyrus Rangan, director of the Toxicology Bureau for the County Public Health Department and a medical toxicology consultant for Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. There is no question that it's dangerous. Although there have only been a handful of cases, Rangan says the practice could easily become a larger problem. I'm sure you know how easily it is to access hand sanitizer. It's everywhere. You can purchase it. It's inexpensive. Teenagers can find distillation instructions on the internet. It's kind of scary that they go to the extent to get a shot of essentially hard liquor, Rangan said. In addition to teenagers who intentionally drank the sanitizer, younger children also have accidentally ingested it in the past. The liquid hand sanitizer is 62% ethyl alcohol and makes a 120 proof liquid. A few drinks can cause a person's speech to slur and stomach to burn and make people so drunk that they have to be monitored in the emergency room. Doctor said this is the latest over-the-counter product that teenagers have adapted for a quick high. Teenagers have done the same thing with mouthwash, cough syrup, and even vanilla extract. Over the years, they've ingested all sorts of things, said Helen Arbogast, injury prevention coordinator in the trauma program at Children's Hospital. Cough syrup had reached a very sexy point. Really? She said that? Cough syrup had reached a very sexy point where young people were using it. We want to be sure this doesn't take on the same trend. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. Scientists claim to have discovered a new gender of human. What? Which is neither male nor female. Something in between, maybe? It leaves those with the condition sensing phantom genitalia of the opposite sex. Like, I feel like I've got a pussy, but I don't really. Despite my tiny, it's a penis. It's just, it's there if you look. All right. The majority of bigender individuals experience phantom breasts or genitalia corresponding to the non-biologic gender when they're in a transgender state. Professor Vilyanar Ramachandran, director of the Center for Brain and Cognition at the University of California, San Diego, and student Laura Case interviewed 32 people from an online bi-gender forum for their study. One of these affected by the condition told researchers, "If I'm in a male mood and I see someone crying, I'll think more along the lines of man up." Oh, man up, for Christ's sakes, bitch, man up! While if I'm in a girl mood, I'll think more along the lines of, "Oh, sweetie." So there you go. Another said, "I sometimes wake up thinking I have a penis," said one female respondent, "or that I have no breasts. I usually end up in tears, and I can't get out of bed because once I get up, I'll know for sure it's not really true, and it's just my mind playing tricks on me, so I just lie there and cry." Now that's a phone sex commercial I would like to hear for the bi-gender or whatever. Hey, baby. We've got the hottest bi-gender cuties just waiting to talk to you. Fake penises. Imaginary pussies and phantom titties teasing you. You want a titty fuck me, huh? You gonna stick your big
dick in between my breasts, huh? You're gonna rub my nipples and blow your load all over my big fat double D's? Well, maybe I don't got them. Maybe I just got two balls for you to play with and a pussy or something. Maybe a dick. I don't know. Depending on the time of day, I'm either going to bury my huge prick in your mouth or let you lick my clit. What's going to happen? Your guess is as good as mine. Call right now. 1-900-CUNT-DICK-SURPRISE.
All right, I don't think that would be a very successful phone line. I don't think that, not a lot of demand for the bi-gendered. All right, of those surveyed, 11 of whom were women and 21 men, about a third of them said that gender switching was predictable. A majority said they switch weekly, and 14 said the transformation occurred once or more a day. Wow. The authors said their preliminary study found that between the two extreme ends of human sexuality, male and female, lie a poorly understood and poorly studied spectrum of ambiguously defined sexual identities. We need to rule out the possibility that this is just a variant of dissociative identity disorder, which, you know, is, you know, multiple personality disorder, or the subjects are simply role-playing. Without the smoking gun, physical evidence in the form of fluctuating hormone levels or brain imaging data, we don't know what we're dealing with. It's something we are currently working on. So there's a new buzzword for you. I'm sure you'll be hearing about phantom genitalia and bigenderism more, especially here on Distorted View Daily. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Jim, I called in too soon. I'm sorry. You'll probably hear two of my voicemails today. But I just finished listening to all the Distorted View episodes that I have gotten on my computer. And okay. Oh, my. I just heard my friend who got me into the show about a year ago on the you know what I'm talking about. He called in.
Yeah, someone's doing their job. They're STDing, spreading the distortion.
But so he was the one who offered his grandmother some jism juice, I believe.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was pretty great. It reminded me the first thing that I ever heard that was freaky was "eat my ass, motherfucker, eat it," and I just thought that my friend was going insane.
Eat my ass, motherfucker, eat it. I think that was Fat Boy Get Down, right?
And I started watching listening to your show.
Well, now you can do both,
and hopefully I will start watching it. I haven't really gotten onto that, but
oh, it's okay.
I started devising a plan to get a side show subscription because this has been the best week of shows I've heard in so long.
Thank you.
And yeah, and with that, I will need to get a distorted username. I figure since my last name has Swan in it, I will probably go by Cygnus because I like that word.
Okay.
Name thing.
Go for it. Whatever you want to do. It's fine with me.
Hi, Jim. It's Action Badge. I just had a thought. I was catching up on shows, and I realized that most phones don't have those letters anymore. You're talking about the freaks being confused by the oh god and oh god, but
phones don't have
no letters. People have to really think about it. It's like 1-800-EAT-SHIT. It's like
no,
okay,
all the phones. Like if you use an iPhone, the number pad still has the letters on it.
E is 3, A is whatever, but fewer and fewer people know what that is.
Really? Are there phones that don't have... I don't think that's true. I think you're mistaken. Look at your phone, and you tell me.
Yeah, Jim.
Tone Deaf
Juan. Triple lifetime member Tone Deaf Juan.
I wish that was true.
I was watching that video.
You know, if you do want to sign up for multiple lifetime memberships, I would be down with that.
Yesterday, of the two guys fighting, the black dude and the white dude fighting over the video game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Declaring their love for each other. None of that shit made any sense.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that seems to be a common theme I've been witnessing when I've been watching recent fights. Like, do you remember that the clip of the two black guys fight? Maybe it's a black thing. I don't know. There were two black guys fighting out in the parking lot, and one of them was extremely drunk, and the other black guy was trying to get him to not drive home. And eventually, he punched him out. They got into a fight, and he kept just saying, "I love you, I love you."
Crazy motherfuckers. So,
yeah.
you should probably be hearing this in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm a little behind on these voicemails. I should really do a voicemail show and catch up.
To you, Tim, it's Action Member Bunny.
Hi, Bunny.
I was just listening to the recent Tuesday episode, where it's probably not as recent.
Yeah, probably
anymore.
A couple weeks now.
We were talking about the DVDEAs.
Yeah.
And how you're posting them on the feed and you're wondering if you should just post them on the Sideshow site or the feed.
Yeah.
And I don't get time to really watch them because I listen to podcasts when I'm at school. Or
I see. So you are, work. You think
and
they should just be on the feed.
To the audio. And I think a great idea is just to post the audio version of it, even though there's a lot of visuals in it. Because,
I guess I could do that. I mean, the whole point of DVDA is that there is a lot of visuals, you know, because I get to play the videos that don't really have that great audio. I mean, you could hear my commentary on it. And you can also hear, we've been doing a lot of phone calls, too. A bunch of freaks calling in. So that might be interesting to do. Maybe I can do a couple different versions. See, the problem, I don't want to get too complex, because when things get too complex, then I bail out, you know, then I'm like, well, this is too much work for me. But one thing that maybe I can try to do is set up a feed. But then I have to figure out how to do what the username and password. I have to incorporate that. But maybe I can do a separate feed that has... a feed that has both the normal shows and the DVDA video shows, and then a feed that just has the audio shows, you know, the podcasts. That way you can pick which one you want to watch. Maybe I'll do that. Or which one you want to download.
I listen to other podcasts as well. Yours is my top favorite. You're the only one I'm a paid member of.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Hey, Tim, you handsome devil.
Oh, thank you.
It's Matt in Kansas, and I decided every time somebody calls in and says, hey, faggot, or hey, fuckcard, or whatever, I'm going to call in the next time and give you a compliment.
Yeah, that one guy, for some reason, that one guy who always calls in, hey, faggot, he bugs the shit out of me now. I think I'm going to stop taking his calls. Look, it doesn't bug me that someone calls me a faggot, but he does it all the time. And he sounds like he really means it, like he's really angry.
Hey, Teeny Boo. Sideshow member Snatch Weasel here.
Hi, Snatch Weasel.
I'm a little behind, catching up on some shows. Just hit the 2.5 hour long.
yeah. Hope you enjoyed that.
Extended special music.
Yeah.
Edition. Fucking awesome. And
oh,
thank you
for
saving the best songs for the Sideshow portion, because.
Yeah, Sideshow Freaks got like an extra hour. Was it an extra hour of an extra hour of music?
That's where it really kicked in.
It was ridiculous. Just a bunch of stupidity there.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Lifetime Sideshow Freak here. And I've been going through the old archives all the old stuff.
Yeah.
And I just ran across the first mention of DVDA.
Oh, okay.
It was August 24th, 2000.
Oh, no! What was it? The voicemail stopped. I'm really into it. Call back, please. And I would like to know the first mention of DVDA and what it was all about. And did I do any of them? Or was it just an idea that I had that fizzled out, much like my Soda Pop blog entitled Fizzled Out? All right, so we're going to end it right there. Guys, thank you so much for a great program. I want you to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God is no God.
I love having sex with my tongue.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are a Sideshow Freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Sauce is good.